आदौ भगवता यथा क्रमयोगोपलब्धेन ब्रह्मणा यत् असंस्मृति श्री परीक्षित उवाच निवृत्ति मार्ग कथित आदौ भगवता यथा क्रमयोगोपलब्धेन ब्रह्मणा यत् असंसृति निवृत्ति मार्ग कथित आदौ भगवता यथा क्रमयोगोपलब्धेन ब्रह्मणा यत् असंसृति. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit said, O my Lord, O Shukadeva Goswami, you have already described in the second canto the path of liberation, Nivritti Marga. By following that path, one is certainly elevated gradually to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, from which one is promoted to the spiritual world along with Lord Brahma. Thus, one's reputation of birth and death in the material world ceases. Purport. Since Maharaj Parikshit was a Vaishnava, when he heard the description at the end of the fifth canto of the different hellish conditions of life, he was very much concerned with how to liberate the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya and take them back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, he reminded his spiritual master, Shukadeva Goswami, about the Nivritti Marga or path of liberation which he had described in the second canto. Maharaj Parikshit, who at the time of death was fortunate to have met Shukadeva Goswami, inquired from Shukadeva Goswami about the path of liberation at that crucial time. Shukadeva Goswami very much appreciated his question and congratulated him by saying, Varyaneshate prashna krito lokahitam ripa atmavit sammata pumsam shruta vyadishu yapara. My dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial for all kinds of people. The answer to this question is a prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. So it's a long purport. So the second part of the purport will be taken tomorrow. So in this sixth canto, the beginning, history of life of Ajamil is described. And the theme of this entire pastime is how the process of chanting Hare Krishna, process of chanting holy name, is the prime benediction. And it is a source of freedom from all kinds of distress. Etavan eva lokesmin pumsa dharma parasmrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grihanadibi. So that process which begins with chanting of holy name, bhakti yoga bhagavati, tannama grihanadibi. So, fifth canto ends with whole series of horrific descriptions of suffering in hellish planets, activities which take place under the purview of the superintendence of the administration of Yamraj. And sixth canto begins with Yamraj giving assurance that Jihuvana Vakti Bhagavat Guna Namadeyas Chetaschana Smarde Charanaravindam Krishna Yo Namatiyat Shira Ekadabi Tananayadvam. At the end of Ajamil pastime, Yamraj gives standing orders to the Yamdutas. You can only bring those people who have never chanted Krishna's name, those who have never bowed down in front of Krishna's deity, those who have never offered any service with their body, mind and words to Krishna, only they are under your jurisdiction. So the Ajamil pastime ends with the description that ittham svabhritra gaditam bhagavat mahitmam samsmritya vismita dhyo yamakinkaraste. The Yamadutas become totally bewildered by this entire episode because for the first time they received such heavy chastisement from Yamraj. Even before, when they must have goofed up in giving various kinds of punishments to the sinful souls, Yamaraj never chastised them so heavily. But Yamaraj was so angry that they dared to approach someone who chanted Krishna's holy name. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, for ordinary conditioned souls who are sinful, Yamadutas are dangerous. And for Yamadutas, devotees are dangerous. Because as soon as they make a mistake and even come anywhere near a devotee, they are going to be reprimanded, disciplined, chastised very heavily by Yamaraj. So, fifth canto ends with a whole series of picture of hopeless situation, of the worst possible scenario available in the material world, torture in hell. And sixth canto begins with the supreme, most auspicious, hope-giving pastime of Ajamil, that even if someone is destined to go to those planets whose descriptions were described at the end of fifth canto, if he just chants four syllables Narayan, then no power in the entire creation can even come anywhere near such a person. Therefore, this sixth canto is very, very important. And Mriyamano Harirnam Grinana Putro Pacharitam Majamilopya Gaddhama Kim Punar Shraddhaya Grinan. So Shukadeva Goswami gives four benedictions of hearing the Ajamil pastime. Mriyamano Harirnam, Ajamil chanted holy name only at time of death. He didn't have a stipulated discipline of chanting every day. So if only at time of death he chanted the holy name, still he got so much benefit. If we chant every day 16 rounds without fail, how much more benefit we'll get? Grinana Putro Pacharitam, Ajamil was calling his son, not Narayan. But in spite of just calling his son, still he was saved. So if we actually chant Krishna's holy name, calling out to Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How much more benefit we will get? Ajamilopi agadhama. And Ajamil, till the moment of death, was not following four regulated principles. Still, he was delivered and saved. So if we strictly follow four regulated principles and stop sinful activities, how much more benefit we will get? And fourth is, Ajamil never attended any seminar on holy name. Ajamil never knew about the glories of the holy name. He never got a chance to develop faith in the holy name. So if someone hears regularly the glories of Krishna's holy name and develops faith in the holy name, how much more benefit he will get? So this is like what will come after a few months of our going through all these Bhagavad classes. This is the conclusion of the entire Ajamil pastime, that if one simply takes shelter of Harinam, he is saved and protected from all kinds of calamities. So today is the most auspicious appearance day, disappearance day of Ramananda Rai. So we have this beautiful diorama exhibit where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, they are having this. This is, who is the other personality? Swarup Damodar Goswami? Swarup Damodar Goswami. They are most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will discuss from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Ramananda Samvad, which is considered to be the most super excellent conception in theism available. And we are very fortunate to be in this sampradaya, because here we find that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing out for the whole world to see what is the highest conception available as far as the Vedic literatures are concerned. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels from the temple of Jiyada Narasingha during his South Indian tour. And he proceeds on his way further down south. Just to give a brief background to this, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving Jagannath Puri, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, he met Lord Chaitanya. And Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, he recommended to the Lord that during your tour of South India, you should definitely go to Vidyanagar. And Vidyanagar, there is a very wonderful exalted personality whose name is Ramananda Rai. Shudra Bishai Gyane Upekshana Koribe Amar Agyatare Avashyamilibe. Although he may be a government officer and he is not born in a Brahmin family, the Kayastha, which is also considered in many places in India, as Srila Prabhupada explains, in the Shudra category, but do not neglect him because of this. It is my earnest request that you go and meet with him. And Sarabhaum Bhattacharya says that as far as I am concerned, before I received your mercy, I also made a similar mistake in that I did not recognize the glory and the power of Ramananda Rai. Alaukika vakya cheshta tarena bujhya parihasa kuriya che vaishnava janiya. He was a great exalted Vaishnav whose activities could not be understood by ordinary souls. Alaukika vakya cheshta. So alaukik means transcendental. His words and his activities were all transcendental. And therefore, parihasa kuriya chen vaishnava janiya. I simply ridiculed him because I was in the association of Mayavadis. And generally the Mayavadis considered Vaishnavas to be less intelligent sentimentalists. So therefore, I used to ridicule him. But now that I have become a Vaishnav, I realize that he was not an ordinary person. So please, it is my humble request to you that you meet with him. So taking this very seriously, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Vidyanagar, and it is described that Ramananda Rai is also coming with a whole army of brahmanas to take bath in river Godavari. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seated at a distance, and Kaviraj Goswami says, Surya Shata Samakanti Aruna Basan Subalita Prakanda Deha Kamala Lochan. So Ramananda Rai sees that there is a very effulgent sannyasi whose effulgence is compared to hundreds of rising suns. Subalita Prakanda Deha, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form is powerfully built. Kamala Lochan, but he has very beautiful, enchanting, pleasing, lotus-like eyes. And seeing this beauty, Ramananda Rai is enchanted. And he comes forward and offers his respects to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picks him up and they embrace each other. And as they embrace each other, all kinds of symptoms of transcendental ecstasy are manifested by both Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. Stamba sveda shrukampa pulaka vaivarnya duhara mukhete shuni gadgad krishna varna. So both of them, they are unable to control their ecstasy because in one sense, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Najani Radhara Prema Ache Kata Bal Ei Bal Amare Karo Sarvada Bihival. Just to understand how Radharani's love enchants me, attracts me, bewilders and captivates me, Krishna manifests himself with the mood of Radharani. And Srila Ramananda Rai is none other than the eternal associate Vishakha Devi. And therefore, it is the transcendental meeting of the Lord and his eternal associate Therefore, it is natural that they display these kind of ecstatic symptoms. But these symptoms which are displayed by them bewilder the Brahmins who are accompanying Ramananda Rai. Because these Brahmins are, after all, Smartha Brahmins. And they have never seen their king, their governor, Ramananda Rai, in this kind of a mood. And they start conversing with each other, trying to understand their bewilderment, and they say, Ei Maharaja Maha Pandita Gambhir Sanyasi Ras Parshikoile Matta Hoila Asthir. Generally, we have seen our governor, Ramananda Rai, to be very, very grave. He's a great learned scholar and very grave. But simply by touching this sannyasi, he has become matta, he has become mad and asthir, and he has lost complete control over his emotions. We cannot understand this. Because if you are used to seeing someone with a very grave profile, and then suddenly he starts breaking down in ecstasy, starts crying, starts howling, and displaying all kinds of symptoms, and for the Smartha Brahmins, symptoms of ecstasy are beyond their purview of understanding. And therefore, they were bewildered. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this. Ramananda Rai also saw this. And they felt that these Smartha Brahmins won't be able to understand. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Ei mata bipragana bhave mane man bijatiya loka dekhi prabhu kaila samvaran. So vipragana bhave mane man. So Lord Chaitanya understood what these Smartha Brahmins are thinking. First they are astonished, and then they are going to commit mental offense. Bhave mone mon, within their mind, they are about to commit offense. Therefore, vijatiya loka dekhi prabhu kaila samvaran. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu withdrew his ecstasy. So the word used here is vijatiya loka dekhi. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, son of Jagannath Mishra, is born Brahman. And these Smartha Brahmins who are accompanying Ramananda Rai, they are also Brahman. And Ramananda Rai is a Shudra. But here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considers those Brahmins to be Vijatiya. Vijatiya Loka Dekhi. So Srila Prabhupada writes a brilliant purport in which he explains, once you take to Krishna consciousness, then previous caste considerations don't hold importance. As soon as we have come into the family of Krishna conscious devotees, then we become sajatiya, whatever may be our previous background. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Ramananda Rai to be sajatiya, and he considered those other Brahmins to be vijatiya. Haridas Prabhu writes in his memories that when in 1975 Prabhupada told him that you go on a world tour. So he said, okay, fine. And then for 1 month he didn't do anything, and Prabhupada said, you are still here, you have not done anything. And he said, Prabhupada, I don't have a passport with me. Prabhupada said, make one passport, what is the problem? He said, but for making passport you need father's name. But at the time of birth, I don't know who is my father. I don't have a father's name, so what should I do? Prabhupada said, bring your papers. So he brought the papers. And Prabhupada took a pen. And in the column which was written father's name, Prabhupada wrote A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he said, go, make your passport, and then you travel. And then one devotee, when Haridas Prabhu left, he objected to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, how could you write your name as father? It is very risky. And Prabhupada took out his passport and said, just see, in my passport, what is the father's name? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So it is in parampara. So he still has that passport. He showed me a driver's license everywhere, all his documents which he has. Father's name is Srila Prabhupada. So he said, just see what a fortune that I got a birth where I don't know who is my real father, but Krishna gave me the chance to have Prabhupada as my father. So that is Sajatiya. And therefore, this is a very, very controversial concept in India, caste considerations. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose Haridas Thakur, born in Muslim family, as Namacharya, took Ramananda Rai, who was born not in Brahmin family, as a Shudra, to describe the highest concept of rasa which can ever be thought of. Just to give a punch on the nose of all the smartha Brahmins, that ultimately I don't care a damn for what kind of birth you take, because here bhakti is beyond all these mundane considerations. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he had recommended, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all refers to him, and he tells Ramananda Rai that because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya recommended, so I have come here to meet you. So Ramananda Rai says, my dear Lord, I am so grateful that you have come, and it is my greatest fortune that you have even decided to touch me and grant me your interview. Now my life has become successful. And he glorifies the Lord and he says, Kaha tumi sakshat Ishwara Narayan, Kaha muhi Rajashudra Vishai Shudradham. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, and I am simply an insignificant Shudra. Vishai, the lowest of all. Still, it is your causeless mercy that you have come to meet with me. So Ramananda Rai glorifies first the Lord's quality, the quality of Bhakta Vatsalya, that how the Lord is attracted by his devotee's love, and therefore he did not consider any other qualification or disqualification. Then he glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities, guna and then karma. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most prominent activity when he appeared is he delivered the fallen souls. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified, and Ramananda Rai says, Ami nistarite tomar iha agaman parama dayalu tumi patita pavan. My dear Lord, the only reason you have appeared here is simply to deliver me. Parama dayalu, you are supremely compassionate, and patita pavan, because you are patita pavan, you are the most fallen, therefore you have come here. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified. Ramananda Rai is also so humble that he is not feeling flattered that the Lord has come. And he is not thinking that now I am going to describe the highest philosophy to the Lord, which will be recorded for the rest of history. So he is not in a self-centered, puffed up state of consciousness, but he's expressing his humility to the Lord. And then he says, Mohanta Swabhava ei tarite pamar nija karya nahita buya taraghar. This is the quality of great souls, that they travel from house to house, different places, simply to deliver conditioned souls. Nija karya nahi, they do not have any personal agenda. But why do they travel and preach? Simply to deliver this message. And therefore you have appeared here to give me this message, to deliver me and purify me. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorifies Ramananda Rai and he tells him that you are such a great, powerful, exalted personality that simply by taking your darshan, everyone here is affected. I can see that all of the Brahmanas are also experiencing symptoms of transformation simply by seeing you. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the meaning of being a preacher, that one leads a life so strictly following the principles of Krishna consciousness that simply by seeing his experience in Krishna consciousness, people's hearts are transformed. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, they begin their conversation. And it is described that Lord Chaitanya says, I want to hear from you the highest principles of philosophy. And Ramananda Rai says, I'm the most fallen. I'm simply here to be purified by you. And it is impossible for me to think of anything apart from this. But still Lord Chaitanya says, my mind is eager and hankering to hear from you, and we will meet together again another time. So next day, they both come together. And Kaviraj Goswami describes in a very, very important verse that when such high topics and subject matters are discussed, what should be the conditions? And he says, Namaskar Koila Rae Prabhu Alingane Dui Jane Krishna Katha Koye Rahasthane. Both of them, they began their Krishna Katha in a Rahasthane. Rahasthane means secluded place. What is the purport of secluded place? Secluded place means a place where no one who is unqualified was sitting to hear. That means such highest philosophy cannot be discussed amongst those who are still suffering from the influence of material desires. Therefore, Rahasthane means only Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya were there together. And therefore, they could discuss this very high philosophy. So, now the discussion begins. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, what is the highest conception of all the Vedic literatures? And Ramananda Rai says, Varnashrama acharavat purushena parapuman Vishnur aradhyate pantha nanyatat tosha karanam. That by following the principles of Varnashram, one can satisfy Lord Vishnu. This is what is the dharma for the conditioned souls. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho bahya, aage kaha aar. This is external, please speak something higher than this. So now, from Varnashram, Ramananda Rai comes to level 2, which is known as Karmarpanam. Because even in Varnashram, one may be attached to the fruits of performing his activities. I'm simply satisfied that I'm working as a Brahman. So, yad karoshi yad asnasi yad juhosi dadasi yad. From the Gita, he quotes this, that whatever you perform, you offer the fruits to Krishna. Like that. So this is known as Karmarpanam. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho bahya, because you may offer the fruits, but still one may be attached to the way in which one works. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, speak something more. And level 3 is known as Swadharma Tyag, that one even gives up all conceptions of in what way he wants to serve, simply accepting the Lord's desires. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. This is the 66th verse of 18th chapter, highest conception. Many times even while speaking to new people, we are afraid to speak this verse, thinking that they may get bewildered. They may think it is too heavy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho bahya. This is external. Aage kaha aar. So why he says this is external? Because although it is speaking about giving up all kinds of conceptions, still there is no description of positive reality. And Kali Yuga is a very deadly Yuga. It is a Yuga of lawyers, where till everything is in black and white, and every comma is in the right place, and everything is properly defined very clearly by positive and negative concomitants, even if you leave even little 0.001 mm gap, that is the gap people will take to escape not doing what is the real thing. Therefore, because the positive thing is not established, Lord Chaitanya says, Eho Bahya. So then he comes to level 4, which is Jnana Mishra Bhakti. And he says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. Lord Chaitanya says, Eho Bahya. This is also external. Because although it is speaking of the platform of Brahma Bhuta, but still, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, there is only some mention of bhakti, but how that bhakti has to be performed is not described. Therefore, still, things cannot be clear to people. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing out more and more. And level 5, now he comes to the stage of Jnana Shunya Bhakti. And then he quotes, Jnane Prayasa Madhupasya Namanta Eva Jivanti San Mukharitam Bhavadiya Varta. This is from the 10th canto, Brahmaji's prayers. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears this verse, he says, Eho Hai. This is okay. This will pass. So far, whatever you said, Sarvadharman and Brahmabhut also fail. I do not pass that. This is passing marks. Jnane Prayasam. Number 1, give up speculation. Jnane Prayasam. Give up faith in your own intelligence. Give up faith that I know what is the best way to do things. Jnane Prayasam. Give up your puffed up attitude. That is Jnane Prayasam. Jnane Prayasam means not putting faith in one's own previous qualifications and thinking that I know better how I can do things. Udapasya namanta eva, bend down forward and fall at the feet of a devotee. Falling at the feet of a devotee means you tell me what I should do. Namanta eva. Okay, I agree. I may have hundreds of brilliant ideas of what I can do, but no, I will keep that aside and follow you. Namanta eva. Then, when one performs this first step, then he is ready for the second step. Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya varta. Then when he sits in the association of devotees and hears Krishna katha from great souls, after having given up his misconceptions and having surrendered himself, then when Krishna katha is spoken, it enters into the ears. Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya varta sthane sthita. But for doing that, you don't have to give up your occupational duties. Be wherever you are, and then you hear Krishna katha. So don't keep hearing Krishna katha. Sthane sthitam shrutikatam tanu van manobhir ye prayaso. Also serve. Engage in service. Jita ajita apita istrilokyam. In this way, one can conquer over the Supreme Lord. So Lord Chaitanya says, Eho Hai, this is all right, because things are very clear. The conclusion is given, with whom to establish relationship is given, process is given. So Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, all three things are very clearly described in this verse, which is the conclusion of all the Vedic literature, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. Because Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan clearly defined in this verse, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eho Hai. Therefore, he says, this is perfect. All the things are very clear. But still, I want to know something more. So he says, sixth level is Prema Bhakti. And he quotes the famous words of Rupa Goswami, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. That if Krishna Bhakti is available anywhere, one should take it. Laulyam Ekam Kevalam Mulyam, paying the price of greed. Lord Chaitanya says, speaks something higher. Level 7, he says, is dasya prema. This prema bhakti also is equivalent to the level of what is known as shantaras. And then he comes to the stage of dasyaras. Yana nama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmala dasanam abhishishyate. Quotes from 9th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Durvasa Muni has seen firsthand what is the power of devotees. So dasya prem, he has got a lesson which he will never forget. He is speaking this verse, even still recovering from his breath. Yannama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmala. These verses he is speaking to Ambarish Maharaj, having understood his power. And it says, dasanam avashishyate. Simply by chanting the holy name, one gets so much benefit. What to speak of if someone dedicates himself fully as a servant for his whole life, how much benefit he will get? What kind of protection he will get? Lord Chaitanya says, it's all right, but something more. So he comes to the stage of Sakhya Prem, Ittam Satam Brahma Sukhana Bhutya Dasyam Gatanam Pradarakena Sakham Vijahuru Krita Punya Punja Maya Shritanam Naradarakena. He says, the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, they are not ordinary souls. They perform pious activities in previous lives. They are associating with Krishna in Sakhyaras, and which is higher than Dasyaras. Lord Chaitanya says, very good. Say something more. He says, Vatsalyaras is higher than this. Nemam virincho na bhavo na shirir api anga samshraya prasade lebhire gopi yattat prapya vimoktidat. That Yashoda Mai, she is so glorious, so exalted. Na imam virancho, not even Brahma, na bhavo, not even Shiva, na shrir, even Lakshmi, api anga samshraya. Lakshmi, who is constantly embracing Krishna's chest and seated on Krishna's chest, she remains seated for eternity on Krishna's chest, but never gets a chance to chase Krishna. That is not possible. Conditioned souls are chasing Lakshmi, but she can never chase Krishna because that is only available to Ma Yashoda. Prasade lebhire gopi yattat prapya vimuktidat. What kind of activity she must have performed that Krishna gave so much of mercy to her, allowing her all these kinds of liberties. Therefore, she received vimukti, visheshena mukti, very highly exalted form of reciprocation with Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, something more higher than this. And then he says, Madhurya Ras. And in Madhurya Ras, he describes the gopis. Tasam avirabhut shauri, smayamana mukham mujapi tambradras ragvi, sakshan manmatha manmatha. How Krishna, when he enters into the rasa arena after disappearing, the gopis see him and the gopis are so enchanted. And Krishna appears beautiful, wearing his beautiful garland, and that enchants even the minds of Cupid. Manmatha, manmatha. Krishna's beauty attracts the mind of Cupid, who attracts the mind of all the conditioned soul. And therefore, this is the highest conception of reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees. And Krishna gives a promise in Gita, ye yathamam prapadyante, as you surrender to me, I will reward you accordingly. But after reciprocating with the gopis, Krishna told the gopis, na parayeham, it is not possible for me to reward you in any way, shape or form for your service, because there is nothing in my stock which I can give you for the kind of exalted level of service which you are providing. Just be satisfied with your service. So this is Krishna's personal opinion, that this is the highest. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after hearing this, he says, my mind is in ecstasy. This is blissful. This is wonderful. But is there something higher than this? And now Ramananda Raya says, I never thought that anyone will want to go level beyond this. And therefore, it gives me great ecstasy that you are saying this. And then he describes that amongst all the gopis, there is the most exalted position of Srimati Radharani. And he describes the glories of Srimati Radharani in great detail. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in great ecstasy. And after he describes that section, which is very, very esoteric, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very blissful and he says, Prabhu kohe aage koho shunate pare sukhe apurvamrita nadi bahe tomara mukhe. He's saying that such a river of nectar is flowing from your mouth that I want you to continue speaking more and more. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certifies Ramananda Rai as one of the most exalted of all theologians. But when Ramananda Rai hears this, in his humility, what does he say? Rai kahe ihami ki chui na jani ki tumi ye tumi se kahao kahi amivani. I do not know what I am saying. All I know is that you are making me speak. And he says, Tomar shikshaya padi yena shuka paat sakshat ishvara tumi ke bujhe tomar nat. I do not know anything. You have only taught me. I am just like your parrot. Yena shuka paat. You teach the parrot something and the parrot keeps repeating. Sakshat ishvara tumi. You are the supreme controller. Yena shuka paat. I am simply repeating. And who can understand why you are doing all this to me? And then he says, Raya kohe aminata tumi sutradhar yai mat na chautai che chahi nachibar. And he gives second example that I am like a puppet. And the way you make me dance, I will dance. So therefore, the credit goes to the person who is the puppeteer. And then he gives another example. Mora jiva vinayantra tumi vinadhari tomar mone yei uthe tahai uchari. I am just like the vina. My tongue, he says, Mora jiva vinayantra tumi vinadhari. So when someone plays the vina, the credit goes to the person playing the vina, not to the vina itself. After the performance, you don't come to the vina and say, good, well played. It goes to the person who plays. So therefore he says, Tomar mane yayute. First, ideas and thoughts come in your mind, and then you play it, and then my tongue, just like the veena, vibrates it. So the credit goes to you. And so he says, Hrudaya prerana karo, jihvae kaho vani, ki kahiye bhalamanda ki chui na jani. You are inspiring me from within. So at all levels, you are the doer. And this section of interaction is very important for us as preachers because we are constantly being glorified by people for presenting Krishna consciousness. And people come and say, wow, what a class, wonderful lecture. You did this, you did that. You're so great. And within, we may be thinking, yeah, that's true. You're not wrong. I don't say you're right, but you're not wrong also. So here, Ramananda Rai, he is glorified so much by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's saying, Hrudaya prerana karo. You are inspiring me from within. Jihvao kahao vani. And you are making me speak through my tongue. Ki kahiye bhalamand ki chui na jani. I do not know whether what I'm speaking is good or bad. Correct or incorrect, I do not know anything. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was not willing to take this so easily because he wanted to hear further. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kohe amito mayavadi sannyasi. Prabhu kohe mayavadi amito sannyasi. भक्ति तत्व नहीं जानी मायावादे भासी. He says, you are glorifying me that I am Sakshat Narayan and I am speaking through you and I am the doer and this and that. I am the Veenadhari. Lord Chaitanya says, Mayavadi amito sannyasi. I am just a Mayavadi sannyasi. Bhakti tattva nahi jani. I don't know anything about bhakti. I am simply immersed. Mayavade bhasi, in an ocean of Mayavad philosophy, I am submerged. I am drowning in ocean of Mayavad and you are glorifying my like this. Only reason I am here is sarvabhauma sangamore man nirmal hoila krishna bhakti tattva kah tahare puchila. So I went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and in his association my mind became purified and I asked him, please tell me something about bhakti tattva. And he said, I do not know anything. You go and ask Ramananda Rai and he will tell you about bhakti tattva. Therefore, tomar mahima shunya, tomar thani aila tomar mahima shunya, tumi morastuti kar sanya sijaniya. That after hearing your glories from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I have come here. But you are glorifying me, thinking that he is a sannyasi, and as etiquette, you are glorifying me. So Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes a very brilliant commentary. Says, devotees are like desire trees. If you approach devotees with the mood to be respected, devotees will fulfill that desire and give you respect. But if you want spiritual knowledge from a devotee, then the mood in which we should approach a devotee for spiritual knowledge, spiritual guidance, is revealed by the Lord Himself. Because He is eager to hear from Ramananda Rai, because he is eager to be instructed by Ramananda Rai, he is demonstrating that mood of humility. That do not glorify me, do not respect me, give me Krishna Katha. And therefore, one does not present himself in front of those who are going to give us spiritual instructions on the basis of our material qualifications. So Lord Chaitanya says, Tumi mora stuti kara sannyasi janiya. Sannyasi is a material designation. It is within the Varnashram system. And you are respecting me based on my material qualifications. No. Spiritually, you are much more superior. I don't want to be respected. Just give me knowledge. Just show your causeless mercy to me. And then with this background, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks the famous verse. Kiba bipra kiba nyasi shudra kene noy, yehi Krishna bhakti tattva sei guru hoy. One who understands bhakti tattva, sei Krishna tattva vetti sei guru hoy. He can become guru. It does not depend what his other qualifications and disqualifications are. So in this way, back and forth, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai are discussing. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forces Ramananda Rai to speak more and more and more. And then in a series of wonderful conversation, question and answers, after the initial talk by Ramananda Rai, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, you know, rapid fire question, one after another, one liners. Okay, what is this? What is that? And it is like the conclusion of all philosophy. He says, first question, what is education? Ramananda Rai says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Highest education is Krishna consciousness. Answer to all the question is same. Answer to all question is Krishna consciousness, Radha Krishna Prem, Radha Krishna Lila, holy name. Answer is same. No prizes for guessing. But the way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question, Ramananda Rai is answering not just, you know, out of his head, but based on Shastra. And second question is who is the most famous? And Ramananda Rai says, devotee is most famous, one who has wealth of Krishna consciousness. Kalau Bhagavatam Nama Durlabham Naiva Labhyate Brahma Rudra Padotkrishtam Guruna Kathitam Mama. A devotee has a position which even Brahma and Shiva does not have, which we cannot compare. Kalau Bhagavatam Nama Durlabham And especially in Kali Yuga, it is easier to come in contact with Brahma and Shiva. But to come in contact with a genuine devotee, very rare. So if you get a devotee, he's the most famous. Then he also quotes from the Puranas about how Brahma in Brihat Vaman Purana is described, Shashti Varsha Sahasrani Maya Taptam Maya Pura and Ananda Gopa Padasrinam Pada Renu Palabhyade. Brahmaji is saying, I performed austerity for 60,000 years. Shashti Varsha Sahasrani. To understand what? Nanda Gopa Vrajastrinam Padarenu. To understand the glory of the speck of dust of the gopis. One speck of dust of the gopis. Brahmaji says, I performed tapasya for 60,000 years. But still at the end of that, I came to the conclusion that it is not possible to know. Like that. So therefore, that is how glorious the devotees are and famous they are. Third question, who is a rich man? What is riches? So, Ramananda Rai says, one who has the wealth of Krishna consciousness. Kim alabhyam bhagavati prasanne shriniketane. If someone upon whom Krishna is pleased, kim alabhyam, what is unavailable to him? And tathapi tat pararajan nahi vanchanti kanchana. And therefore, a devotee does not aspire for anything else but only Krishna. Then he says, what is the greatest distress? He says, the greatest distress is separation from devotees. Mam anaradhya dukkhartha kutumbasakta manasa satsang rahito martyo vriddha seva parichyuta. Four very major causes of distress. Who is miserable in the material world is described. Mam anaradhya, one who does not worship Krishna will be miserable in life. Kutumba asakta, one who has family attachment intensely will be miserable. Satsang rahito, one who doesn't have satsang will be miserable. Briddha seva parichyuta, and who doesn't have superiors to serve, he will be miserable. And therefore, he says, Vichedena kshanam chatra na sukhamsham labhamahe. If one does not have association of devotees, that is greatest distress. The next question is, what is highest liberation? Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha. Of all kinds of liberation, the devotees, narayana parayana devotees, they are actually liberated. Sudurlabha prashantatma, and they are very, very rare. He says, what is the highest song? So the highest song is Krishna Katha, glorifying the pastimes of Krishna with his intimate associates. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham ashrita. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, this is described that to display anugraha, compassion, Krishna performs his rasalila pastimes. What is most auspicious, Ramananda Rai says, to get the darshan of a sadhu is the most auspicious thing. Ata atyantikam kshemam prichami bhavatonaga. And samsare smin kshanardhopi satsanga shrivadhir. Even for one moment, you get a devotee's association. Ata atyantikam kshemam. It is a supreme most auspicious benediction. What should one remember? He says, tasmat bharata sarvatma Bhagavan Harir Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavya. One should always remember Krishna. And what should one meditate upon? He says one should meditate upon Krishna. Where should one reside? One should reside in a place where devotees shower their dust of the lotus feet upon our heads. And he quotes Uddhava's prayer from the 10th canto, where Uddhava prays to be a blade of grass in Vrindavan. What topic should one discuss? One should discuss the topics of Krishna performing pastimes with his intimate devotees. And then lastly, he says, who should be our worshipable object? And he says, etavan eva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmrita Bhakti Yogo Bhagavati Tannama. This is from this Ajamil pastime end. The ultimate worshipable object is Krishna. And in this way, if one goes through this series of questions, then he cannot go to any other process after studying the Vedic literatures. He understands this is the conclusion. Everything, be all and end all. So now the conclusion of this pastime, Kaviraj Goswami is describing the Falastuti. Sankshepe kahilo rama anandera milan sah vistari varnite nare sahasra badan. I have described only in brief, although this whole chapter is more than 300 pages. He says, Sankshepe kahilu. I have described only in brief because vistari varnite, to describe in detail, I will need sahasravadan, hundreds and thousands of mouths I will need. And then he says, Sahaje chaitana charitra ghanadagdapur ramananda raitae khanda prachur. He says that this discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai, Sahaja Chaitanya Charitra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's quality is like condensed milk. It is like rabdi. And Ramananda Charitra Tahe, and Ramananda Rai is just like sugar candy. And the meeting of Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like mixing sugar candy in condensed milk. So the result is very, very sweet. And on top of that, this is just their meeting. So he says, if beyond this, Radha Krishna Lila Tate Karpura Milan Bhagyavan Yei Sei Kore Aswadan. Once they start discussing Radha Krishna Lila, it is like mixing camphor on this. Radha Krishna Lila Tate Karpura Milan. So, condensed milk, sugar candy is mixed, and when they start speaking Krishna Katha, it is Karpur, Bhagyavan Yei, and very fortunate is one, Sei Kare Aswadan, one who is able to taste this rabdi, very tasty, delicious item, not through this, but through this. Right? For us, most of the time, till one comes to this, we say, Eho Bahya. Eho bhai, aage kahwar, aage kahwar. And only when prasad comes, eho hai. But there, on such a high platform, they are discussing this. And now, Kaviraj Goswami gives the Falastuti. He says, when you are hearing this pastime, alaukika lila ei paramani gud, vishwasa paye tarke hoy bahudur. This is very alaukik lila. And it is very, very secret. And if you think, I am not able to understand this, it is not logical. So therefore, vishwase paye, only when you have faith, you can absorb this. Tarke hoye bahudur. As soon as you bring tarka, logic, mundane logic, and all of these conceptions go far away and you cannot absorb it. So how to get that faith? Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Charan Yahara Sarvasvatare Mile Eidhan. If you want to earn this wealth of this nectarian conversation, then only possible when you accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu's lotus feet, Yahara Sarvasvatare Mile Eidhan. Then only this wealth is made available. Then only you can withdraw this wealth. Otherwise, you can go on punching various numbers, but the wealth will not come out. You need the right code, and only then the money will come. So therefore, now in the end he says, Ramananda Rai More Koti Namaskar Yara Mukhe Kaila Prabhu Rasera Vistar. Says, I offer my Koti Koti Namaskar to the lotus feet of Ramananda Rai, through whose lotus mouth Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expanded the knowledge of all the rasas. So in one of the shlokas before this, in the end, Lord Chaitanya says, Ami ek batul tumi dvitiya batul ata eva tomai amai hoye samatul. Lord Chaitanya says, I am one crazy man, ami ek batul, and tumi dvitiya batul, you are also equally crazy. So because one crazy and another crazy are meeting together, therefore the conversation is on the proper platform. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that if one is not on this level of transcendental realization, he will not be able to understand this conversation and will think that this is something which is beyond comprehension. So in this way, Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they had this most wonderful conversation, and our Kaviraj Goswami, he says that anyone who hears this conversation will get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ultimately develop love for the Supreme Lord Krishna. Shri Ramananda Rai ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Tai God Premanande.